Okay, welcome. I know we're running late, and I apologize for that. We do like to be punctual, but we had a little meeting there and discussed a few things, so we're here, and we're glad you're all here. I'm going to make my introductions real short here. I'm Sergeant Al Nolten with the Highway Patrol. Captain Ron Johnson will be speaking with you today, filling you in what took place last night in Ferguson, Missouri. With us are is Lieutenant Colonel Gregory from St. Louis County Police Department, Chief Sam Dotson from St. Louis City PD, and Major Brent Johnson with the Missouri State Highway Patrol. So I'm going to turn the time over to Ron Johnson right now. Sir?
Good morning. Thanks for coming. I'm going to start off by saying I am proud to wear this uniform. I put it on every day with a lot of pride and a lot of commitment. But I also want to say, while the profession isn't perfect, it is good. This region, this community, this state, this nation have some of the finest law enforcement officers that this world has ever seen. They do an outstanding job each and every day. I am proud to lead them in this unified command. And in no way do I want anyone to ever think that I am not proud of them and the effort that they've done to protect this community. Now I will address some of the illegal activities of last night. And those activities were violent. It is these actions that continue to affect the freedoms that this nation affords the citizens of our state and our nation to protest in a safe environment. Last night, a business on West Florissant was looted and vandalized by several individuals who attempted to take a cash register out of that business. The manager of Broody Town has said that this is the third time that his business has been broken into in the last 6 weeks. Last night, there was a fire outside of a restaurant on Carson Road on South Florissant, which is being investigated. Gasoline appears to have been poured around that facility. The Ferguson Police Department was able to put out the small fire that started with the garden hose. At around 12:15 this morning, unpeaceful individuals began to flash lights in the eyes of law enforcement, began to shout threatening remarks that they continued through the night about shooting police, burning down the town. They began to position themselves in close proximity of an officer's personal space, which creates an unsafe environment for officers to defend themselves and to protect others that were out there in a peaceful manner. At that time, a decision was made to disperse the crowd. The crowd became to throw bottles, throw rocks, and other items at police. Two St. Louis County police officers were injured. One was struck just centimeters below his eyeball, who could have awakened this morning blind by the rock that hit him. This behavior will not be tolerated. The safety of the officers and individuals within our community will be maintained. Near the Canfield Apartments, as officers attempted to disperse the crowd, individuals shot at police officers as they were unprotected. The police officers had their bulletproof vests on last night, but a lot of the equipment that has been targeted in the media and in the community has been too much, was not worn last night, which created an environment of unsafety for officers and their ability to go home and their ability to continue to protect this public. Last month, when I was assigned as a leadership part of the Unified Command, Governor Nixon told me to keep two things in mind, a guidepost for everything that we would do, protecting speech and expression and protecting public safety. Everything that we have done in the past week in Ferguson have focused on those requirements. And these are the same essential requirements that everyone in the community should want. These will continue to be our guiding posts, but public safety officer safety, and the livelihood of the businesses that continue to let Ferguson grow and continue to let Ferguson live will be maintained. We will measure our response to ensure that that happens. And if that means that officers will respond in riot gear, they will. I will promise the spouses, the family members, and the kids that we will do everything to protect your loved ones who wear this uniform, your loved ones who do not wear this uniform who are out there in peaceful protests. We will do that. Our officers are committed to this community from day one until the end. Starting today, I'm asking that the many coalitions who stated they were for peace will stand publicly. I ask that the courage coalitions that say they stand for peace would stand publicly. The national organization, both civic and activist groups, I ask that you stand publicly. I ask that those political leaders who have stood on Ferguson and watched the behavior of the unpeaceful protesters stand for the laws that you've been elected to uphold. We must all stand. The citizens must stand. This agenda for peace, this agenda to make our community better, takes us all. We cannot have nights like last night. We can't have actions like last night that can result in injury or death. Those will not be tolerated. There are many things going on in this community. There's an anonymous donor who called my office last week, who wants to start a foundation, and she's committed to giving over $100,000 to this community. The Quick Trip has committed to rebuilding on the site in Ferguson. Walmart has committed to staying in Ferguson. Centene has committed to bringing jobs to Ferguson. Emerson Electric has donated over $4 million to Ferguson. Anonymous donor has reduced the electrical bills in the four apartment complexes around the Canfield area. There's been community policing that has started. The Ferguson Police Department has established a review panel board to start forming. Ferguson is overhauling some of the ways they handle tickets and failed to appear. We, as law enforcement, are looking at our policies on how we can do things different, how we can respond different. This nation is looking at all those things. This nation is changing. The voices have been heard. They can continue to voice their opinion. They can continue to voice their wants. But it needs to be done in a safe manner. And we will ensure that it's done in a safe manner. And I guarantee you that those that are stuck on that not happening, we will pull you out of the crowd of peace. Because I do know that there is a crowd of peace that assembles throughout our state and throughout this nation. But those that do not stand for peace, we will pull you out. And I just ask you that if you stand for peace, when we attempt to pull those that are in the crowd that do not stand for peace, that you stand aside. There's sometimes that I think the public that's out there, they're not seeing the same things that we see. Last night I saw individuals with their hands underneath their shirt. Individuals talked about, I've got a weapon if police respond to us. As you've seen, we've taken weapons. We've taken guns. We've taken knives. Last night there was a Molotov cocktail thrown at a parking facility. We will not tolerate that behavior. A lot of times the peaceful protester is standing up front. Behind him is an individual who's going to create harm. And that harm could come to a law enforcement officer, but that harm has a better chance of coming to the person that stands in front of him.
Captain, could you tell us more about the shots that were fired at police? Did police see a gun leveled at them, or was anything or anybody hit?
No, we actually saw the muzzle flash come from the weapon as we stood on the end of the road. I was there. I took cover, as well as Chief Dotson and Chief Belmer. You could see the muzzle flash. You could see the flash from the gunshot coming from the weapon. Yes.
At some point in self-defense, would officers, if they're shot, would they have to shoot back in a situation like that?
Officers will defend themselves, defend this country, defend this region, yes.
Captain Johnson, how many people were arrested last night, and should we expect a greater force to be on West Florissant Avenue over the next couple of days in preparation of these protesters?
We had 5 individuals arrested last night. As I've said before in my press conferences, I take every day as a new day. I woke up today and there's no signs that we need to do anything different on West Florissant than we did before the events erupted last night.
What were those 5 people arrested for?
One was arrested for assault, inciting a riot, and failed to disperse, I believe. The others, I believe, don't quote me, I believe, were also some failed to disperse.
Captain, what do you see, if you do see, an end game in this? Because you seem to be walking this fine line between allowing people to protest and situations like last night have developed that seem to really put officers at risk. Is there a point where you have to do what you can to shut some of the protesting down for the officer's safety, or is there a point where you say, enough is enough, we have to move in and just squelch it?
I tell you, we look at every situation for what it is. And when it starts affecting officer safety, public safety, we will do that. But we have to make sure that this public feels safe. You know, this past Saturday, a husband and wife attempted to go buy produce at a market in Ferguson. His wife was confronted. The gentleman came to just protect his wife. The citizens of this state in Ferguson have the right to go get produce. They have the right to walk the streets. Yesterday, I got a call from the River Garden School District, who are afraid for our kids that live in Canfield, for our kids that live in Ferguson. If we're going to get better in Ferguson, we're going to get better in this nation, our kids have to be educated. And when our actions are stopping our kids from getting educated, our kids fearing to come home, parents are fearing if their kids are going to come home, that has to stop. And we will do whatever we can to make sure that this community is safe. This community is free to enjoy the freedoms. Yesterday I stood there, and in the crowd, people were holding the American flag. The actions of last night did not do justice to that American flag that we hold that stands for this country. But I can tell you, that American flag will stand and blow strong in Missouri and across this nation.
Captain, have there been any investigation into the burning of the memorial, and do you think that is the reason for last night's unrest?
The fire department is actually investigating that. I attempted to go out there last night and take a look myself. Unpeaceful protesters who were attempting to say that this was law enforcement's fault. Law enforcement didn't put it out. Well, prior to going there, I watched an 11-minute video of the shrine being burned. It started out rather small, that someone could have gone in their home and pulled out a cup of water, a bucket, a pot of water, and put on it. But instead, they stood there for 11 minutes watching it burn until police got there. Ran door to door and said police started this fire, when you could have put it out with a cup of water. Police, I don't know how it burned. And some have said it was a candle. Some say it could be intentionally started. We need to investigate and figure it out. So I have not given a reason, but I am not going to believe, with all that is me and all the integrity that I have, that police officers went and burned that shrine.
Captain, do you still think, in conjunction with that outside agitators are trying to stir the pot?
You've heard me say on many occasions that many of the people were outside, but last night, many of the faces I saw were residents of Ferguson. Were residents of Ferguson. And I heard one individual say that we don't want any businesses. We're going to burn them down. And one individual said, how can we survive without business?
Can you talk a little bit more about the riot here? Police did not have it last night. And whose decision was that?
This situation happened suddenly. Officers responded, as we always do. We respond when there's a need. Someone said to me yesterday that law enforcement is not willing to risk their lives for this community. Well, last night was an example of that. Those officers came in the midst of fire, in the midst of turmoil, and didn't give it a second thought. And they responded. Cars were rocked. Bottles were thrown. Fires were set. But those officers stood tall.
Can you talk about the protocol going forward? It's obviously been quiet for a couple of weeks, but after the activities last night, is State Highway Patrol kind of taking the lead again, should anything else erupt?
We continue to have a unified command. Myself, Chief Dotson, and Chief Belmer continue to work in our unified command that the governor established, and we will continue to do that. As you saw last night, we all respond, no matter what time it is. We all respond in a unified way, and we make our decisions in that way. And actually, we lead each other. Our experiences are different, but we pull them together, and we listen. And I think that has allowed what has taken place so far. Remember, no lives have been lost. There have been some minor injuries. But we continue to do a job that we try to make it the best that we can do and the best for this nation, but we also know that we're continuing learning. And if we make a mistake, we'll say that we did. If we make a mistake, we'll do better.
Captain, you said every day is a new day going forward, but given what you spoke about there in great detail about seeing these muzzle flashes come at you and police clearly being shot at, is there not a thought of placing more security there, like the command post set up that was there for a while, at the ready tonight going forward until you feel it's under control, or are these situations that just develop so quickly that you can't anticipate them?
Well, as you know, I always have a plan. This unified command has a plan. And I just want this community to know that we have a plan to make it safe.
Just to be clear, was it the fire at the memorial that set off
It could have. I'm not going to say anything in concrete. It could have. But I can tell you that, and I talked to an individual from one of the coalitions today, and he talked about that the situation here has taken a path that is undefined, is unclear to even those that are in the coalitions, even those that are here protesting. And last night, some of the rhetoric that I heard had nothing to do, it was an individual agenda. It was about hate. It was just about violence. It was about looting, taking from another. Those businesses along West Forest and are small business owners. It's about taking from another. So the reason sometimes is hard to see. Because when I talk to some of the coalitions, they say, this is not what we stand for. This is not what we want. We're not supporting that. And that's why I'm asking them to stand up and say that in public. Say that in public. But I would also say that while we saw what we saw last night, those crowds are smaller. Those crowds are smaller. There are individuals in those crowds that are telling the people, this is wrong. But if an individual can do that, if a young 18-year-old can stand in front of a crowd and have the courage to say, stop, this isn't right, surely the head of an activist group, the head of a civic group, the head of a coalition, a political leader can step up and say, it's not right. And if as law enforcement we can say that we haven't done everything perfect, we're willing to say that, we're willing to say that we're going to change. Change is not like magic that you can snap your fingers and it changes all of a sudden. But change happens over time. And as long as you continue to work toward that, there's a better time, there are better days ahead.
Are you concerned that last night's actions could encourage more people from the outside to, you know, come to St. Louis and come first?
There's always that potential. But last night were the people that live in Ferguson, or the majority of people that live here. And no matter what has happened here, we gotta have pride in where we live. We gotta have a community that our kids can walk out and play. that when we're going to work that our wives can go to the market in safety. And that is not happening. But I also want to say, and I think I owe it to the people of Canfield and the people in all those apartment complexes, all the people in Canfield aren't supporting this behavior. They want their freedoms back. They want their security back. And I've talked to them. So I don't want this state or this region to think that everybody in Canfield, everybody in those apartments are a part of this, are a part of this negative behavior, because they're not.
Can you talk about the county police officers that were injured? These were rocks thrown at them, is that correct?
Yes. There were rocks that were, and they weren't small rocks. The police officer that was hit in the eye saw his eye. And it was just below the eye, and the eye began to swell.
What was the police reaction once that happened?
The police reaction after that was the same. It was calm. It was calm, but if you looked at their faces, we're out here trying to protect the community. We have to protect the community, and do we deserve this? When shots were fired, you know, police are, we're brave men and women. But that's fear. That's fear. Because now you realize that that could have been the time that I don't get to go home. That the time that I don't get to go home.
You mentioned the lack of riot gear, potentially putting some of the officers at risk. Given the injuries, is that part of your plan going forward? Are you going to up any of that gear or security?
You may see an increase in the gear that the officers have on. The main thing, because if they're unsafe, if they can't do their job, they can't protect you and you as a public.
Captain Johnson, were any of the officers out there in Ferguson wearing body cameras, and what is being done with that video, if they were?
I cannot answer that.
Did you see any body cameras?
I did not, so I can't answer that. The only department that actually has those body cameras at this point that had them was the Ferguson Police Department. You know, St. Louis County is looking at that. Our officers have cameras in their vehicles, and so I don't know if they did or not. It is something like we can check on and get back with you.
Okay, two more questions, guys. We're going to call.
How many people do you figure were out there in the group of these unpeaceful protesters that you thought were really the root of this challenge last night? Do you have a ballpark? Are we talking a couple hundred? Or are we talking just dozens? Or what are we looking at?
I tell you, there was probably about 100, 150, but in that 150, they all weren't unpeaceful. There were a number, hundreds of others that were across the street that never came across. And so I'm really talking about that 100 or so that were there in front of us. But there were another 100 or so that just were across the street. But now and then, some would walk back and some wouldn't. But I can tell you that some left when they heard the behavior that was going on.
Are the protesters emotionally prepared to handle the potential news from the grand jury and Eric Holder that Officer Darren Wilson carried out a justified shooting in self-defense? And what can be done to help them prepare to accept that if that is the news that's coming?
The mind of the protesters and what they're prepared for, I don't know. I know right now we have an angry frustration over things, over a multitude of things. That part I have no answer to answer, but I do know that we've been meeting with groups, meeting with groups that are groups within the neighborhood, and trying to get that understanding. But I also know that we have a justice system. It's a justice system that guides our nation and guides us. So we'll just have to see what that justice system tells us and how they guide us.
Last question right here. Last question right here.
Some of the residents were complaining that the officers wore Darren Wilson wristbands in attempt to infuriate the crowds. Do you feel that the police are justified in wearing these wristbands, and do you think it was an attempt to infuriate the crowds?
I think that that was not a statement of law enforcement. That wearing of that was an individual statement. I do expect that our officers, this unified command and all those that respond in a professional manner, and that when we wear this uniform, we understand that we've got a professional standard that we must adhere to.
So do you agree with them wearing them, or would you disagree with them wearing them?
I'd say we will have conversation with those agencies after this meeting.
Will there be heightened security tonight on West Florissant police presence?
Like I told the young lady here a second ago, we will look at today for what it is. I don't think it's fair for us to go out and show an extreme law enforcement presence when no one's done anything. I don't think it's fair that our kids ride home in a school bus and they see that for no reason. And so once again, we look at every day as a new day and we respond accordingly.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your attending. Thanks.